How can you get your affections in order? What if something is attractive to you, but you just know that it shouldn't be? Well, on this episode, I'm going to talk about exactly that and what you can do.
This is Cutting Edge Faith.
Cutting Edge Faith.
The show that brings you the truth behind the headlines and equips you to live out your faith in the cultural chaos of today. God is on the move right now through people just like you. You were created for influence and impact. Let's take your faith to the next level. Learn more at RyanSHoward.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. Ryan S. Howard.
We all know that there are lots of things vying for our attention today, and lots of things pulling us away from our walk with Christ. And we've got to be all the more diligent to stay close with Christ. And so, you know, it reminds me of, you know, I've got a lawn that my wife and I are all about doing everything organic. And there's really not a good organic weed control. And what everybody tells me is the best way to not have weeds is to just have a lot of grass that's very plush with a good root system. And then you can avoid the weeds being there in the first place. But if the weeds are there, it's a problem. And it's very tough to get rid of them. And so, what's the analogy here? Well, what I've noticed in my walk with Christ is that, you know, I learned this from Bill Johnson. In the natural realm, when we get hungry by not eating, and in the spiritual realm, the more we eat, the more hungry we get. And that's the lesson. Where, like I said, there's all this grass and there's just not space. There's no, it's taking all the nutrients into the grass, and there's no nutrients going to weeds. But if the weeds are there, then it's stealing all the nutrients from the grass. And it's the same thing with our affections, that we need to monitor and manage our affections. You know, there are times where things just look attractive, like maybe you gave your life to Christ and you got rid of some things because you were convicted and you just weren't interested anymore. But maybe those things start to look attractive again. What should you do? Panic and throw in the towel and think everything was a farce? Of course not. It's just a sign. It's a sign that something's wrong, that something needs adjusted. So it's time to do some surgery, to deal with it. And to just, you know, a lot of times it's like, what are we looking at? What are we listening to? What are we thinking about? What are we meditating on? You know, all of those things are inputs that can affect us and make old things look attractive or interesting or like, you know, we feel pulled to them, and that's just the signal, you know, the old man trying to come back. And so what we need to do is see that as exactly what it is, a signal. It's time to go renew our mind. And it's so critical that, you know, when those weeds do pop up, we need to deal with them right away. And that's another, you know, to stick with sort of the gardening and lawn care analogy, when we do gardening, if I go and I deal with weeds every day, it's not a big deal. But if I go a week without dealing with anything, I mean, it's a nightmare to take all that out of the garden. I mean, it's a lot of work and it's difficult and it overgrows and actually takes away the nutrients from the actual vegetables and things we're growing in the garden. And so, but if I deal with it diligently every day, well, it's not as big of a deal. And that's what we need to do with our walk with Christ. I mean, maybe something's coming to mind for you right now. I mean, what is it? If so, then deal with it. Deal with it tonight before you go to bed. Make a commitment. And, you know, I think that it's so critical. You know, I talk about managing our affections and getting our affections in order. And I think it's critical to start our day that way. You know, just stir up your affections for the Lord. You know, whether it's listening to worship music or, you know, listening to a message that gets you fired up or a preacher or anybody, you know, listen to my podcasts or, you know, anything that gets you going and just gets the fire stoked. You know, if you're at a campground and the fire starts to die out, you put a stick in it and you stir up the coals and then the fire, and then it picks up. And that's what we need to do with ourselves. We got to get ourselves stirred up and fired up. You know, we need to get in the Word. We need to be carving out that time. And really what happens is you crowd out the other affections, just like I did with my lawn. Is if I can get the grass growing really strong, it's just the weeds aren't an issue because It crowds it out. It crowds them out. And that's what we need to do. We need to be so over the top, you know, infatuated in love with Jesus and filling ourselves up, filling up our cup every day to be satisfied by him so that we won't be satisfied by anything else. We won't be interested in anything else and won't even be looking at anything else. You know, my wife and me, we choose a verse every year, and our son, we choose a verse every year. And this year it's Proverbs 27:7. And it says, "The one who is satisfied loathes honey, but to the one who is hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet." Think about that. Now, if you go to a buffet and you get full and you eat everything and you walk by another buffet, you probably won't have much interest in that buffet because you're full. And it's the same thing with Christ. If we're full and satisfied by Christ, we're not going to be interested in this other stuff. We're not gonna be interested in it. But if you're walking by the dessert cart and you haven't eaten anything in a week or 2 days, you're probably gonna scarf that whole thing down. And it's the same thing. So we need to stir up our affections. We need to make sure we're satisfied by Christ, and then that crowds out the other affections. And that's another verse I wanted to share, just from Matthew 6:21. It says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." You see, the treasure is first. What do you treasure? What do you treasure? Do you treasure Christ? Do you treasure having a strong relationship with him? Do you treasure having peace? Do you treasure having joy? Those are the things that we need to be going after, and our heart will follow. Because if you spend time, you know, I spent time getting to know my wife, and the more I got to know her, the more I wanted to be around her, and the more I enjoyed her, and the more that I fell in love with her. And it's the same thing. What are we spending our time with? So if we spend our time pushing our affections towards our treasure, namely Christ and the Bible and God, and just getting to know him, becoming more like Christ, becoming more godly, well, our heart's going to follow. And that's what we're going to be about. And then I did another episode on being able to recognize truth and unbiblical teaching. And as we come closer to Christ, that's how we're able to do that. And so keep your affections stirred up for the Lord. What do you got to do? I call it manage your state. You know, you got to manage your state. Are you in a good mood? Are you filled with peace? Are you positive? Are you feeling good? Or are you a little snappy and, you know, a little negative and pessimistic? Trust me, I've been there. I've caught myself even lately. There's all this crazy stuff going on, and we just got to step back and remember God is in charge, you know, and we just do our part, you know. And we leave the results to him. We got to plant and sow and water, and and God brings the results. So will you stir your affections up with me? Will you show the people around you that that's what matters? And let it be, you know, this following Christ is an inside-out job. It's not something you fake it till you make it. It's an inside-out job, and that's how we're changed. And so make sure your treasure is in the right place. Make sure your heart is following, and make sure that you are satisfied by Christ alone. All right, well, thanks for joining. God bless. Head over to RyanSHoward.com to get more episodes and get in touch with me or leave a comment if you're watching this on YouTube. And I hope to see you there. God bless.
If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe. And you can help spread the word by leaving a 5-star review and sharing it with your friends. Visit RyanSHoward.com to learn more about living the intentional, influential, and impactful life you were created for.